This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Wednesday morning edition. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those involved in the coronavirus effort keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially America's truck drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler, the same way. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com, simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Go over there, check it out. All right, well, joining us right now, it's a Wednesday. That means we have retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. Good morning, Colonel Wright. How are you?
Good morning, Captain. Good to be with you, as always.
Yes, sir. It's time to say the pledge. Are you ready, sir?
Captain, I'm ready.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag
of the United States of America and
to the republic
for which it stands,
one nation
under God,
indivisible
with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, I'm going to start out with Joe Biden's speech yesterday, sir, and Joe Biden admitted to the world that we left behind 10% of the Americans in Afghanistan, refused to admit any mistakes, blamed Donald Trump again for something that he didn't even, apparently he didn't read the agreement that was made with Afghanistan with all the different little conditions that were in there, because he got it all wrong.
Yes, he did. And he also double-triple down on blaming the former Afghan government and Afghanis themselves, in addition to Trump. So he keeps playing the same card over and over, without a doubt. And the other things that he and his administration have failed to come to grips with, in addition to leaving, he talked 90%, but ignoring the 10% left behind, but also they failed to address what could have happened with the use of Bagram Airfield, and failed to address the egregious outcome that will come about from all the equipment that we willfully and without plan left behind. And now there's just stark images about that's how I'm being used.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, we were told that the equipment had been destroyed. We found out that it wasn't. Some of it was disabled, but doesn't mean it can't be fixed again. And then we were told that they couldn't fly the aircraft, but they can. Now, there may be a reason for that. They may be extorting or threatening some of the pilots that may still be available to them, and they're teaching them how to fly, plus they're flying themselves, because a C-130 took off yesterday for somewhere in there, an Iraqi Air Force plane, and that had to be a pilot flying it. I don't think the Taliban are capable of doing that, do you?
No, they're not. But as has been suggested, they're not. But there are minds out there in other nations that are not our friends that have the capability to do that. Probably much of that equipment will end up there. And they can back engineer it, as has been suggested. But, you know, one of the other things that Biden says, that I found extraordinary, that he says, he said that Russia and China wanted us to remain in Afghanistan. And I found that to be an extraordinary comment. He's right in that they want us to always be at loose ends and be invested elsewhere so we can't pay attention to what they are doing. But to suggest that they want us to Afghanistan and are not benefiting from what is going on now defies what the Chinese and the Russians are saying themselves in their own state governments. But that's amazing.
Right.
And, you know, there's Captain, there's two terms that I want in this block for folks to come away with right here. And one of them is from one of the Gold Star fathers that met with President Biden after the bodies had arrived back in Dover.
Yep.
And this fellow's name was Royce. And this was, in a nutshell, how he defined President Biden. And let's go back. Of course, you know, President Reagan, known as a great communicator, everybody forever after will be remembered as Mr. Gorbachev, break down this wall.
Yep.
Truman, of course, will be the buck stops here, something that Joe Biden tried to capture, but it played poorly on him.
Yep.
And, of course, John Fitzgerald Kennedy, asked not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country.
Yep.
And even a non-president, Martin Luther King, you know, don't judge people on the content of their color of their skin, but on the content of their character.
Yep.
This is the term that this fellow, Gold Star Father, says, scripted and shallow.
Mm-hmm.
10, 20 years from now, that will be the moniker that will hang on the Biden administration. Scripted and shallow.
Mm.
And the other term that'll hang on there, and I had to look it up, and I do it because I've used this before. It's a psychological term, but it's a term called cognitive dissonance. That is the state of having inconsistent thoughts, beliefs, or attitudes, especially as relating to behavioral decisions and attitude change. Okay, bingo. That lays on the Biden administration and Biden himself. But then I looked up now, it says, how do you know?
All right, hold that thought, because we're going to break and you're going to get cut off. Hold that thought. Okay, I'll be right back with more. Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, United States Army retired. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. It's a Wednesday morning, and I shall return.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately, with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle. I will do just that. Now, it's amazing to me, folks, how they get customers from the Panhandle, South Georgia, all over Florida, Tampa Bay, up and down the East Coast, as well as the Midwest and as far west as Phoenix, Arizona. I'm talking about Moss Nissan, Moss spelled M-A-U-S. And Moss Nissan just cannot be beat when it comes to pricing customer service. Now, it all starts with Moss Care, which gives you many miles of carefree motoring, including free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of your vehicle. Now, remember, Moss Nissan, whatever it takes to be the best in the nation, and check out the all-new Rogue. It is the hottest SUV in the market. They've completely redesigned that. The inside of that's got as much room in it as the Murano. Now, you can't beat the selection at Moss. Over 800 new and pre-owned vehicles, all the colors and accessories that you could dream of, and clean trade-ins, oh yeah, they're commanding a great resale price. You can take advantage and upgrade your ride right now and get more money than what you thought you were going to get. Now, don't forget, Moss Nissan is also the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where active duty military veterans, first responders, and church pastors, too, all get a great deal for yourself. Now, Nissan locations are in Crystal River, Newport Richie, plus Nissan and Acura on Florida Avenue in Tampa. Don't forget, there's another brand new Moss Nissan going to open up here in about another month. Holy cow, I can't wait. Now, online, check them out. Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. That'll save you a bunch of money right off the bat. Go in the door. When you get in there, you meet the salesperson. Say, the captain sent me. Right away, cling, out goes the dollar signs. All righty, here we go. A retired Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright's with us. And good morning again, Colonel.
Hey, good morning, Captain.
Finish your point, please, sir.
Yeah, we left off with this cognitive dissonances, which is that inconsistency between thoughts and beliefs and behavioral decisions and attitude change. But also there's a question about how do you know if you're suffering from cognitive dissonance? And here are signs you might be experiencing cognitive dissonance. They include discomfort of unclear origin, confusion, feeling conflicted over a disputed subject matter, people telling you you're being a hypocrite, or being aware of conflicting views and or desires, but not knowing what to do with them. That, I think, in a nutshell, in addition to the moniker that hangs on the Biden administration about being scripted and shallow, I think fits very well. But I think there's an extension that I ask myself, President Biden, does he have the mental capability to really even know and be aware of what those attitudes and beliefs and what they're saying? And I don't think so. I think that the folks that are really making the decisions know that. And we have a president who is really the front man for the folks that are really driving decisions. And so he is the one that goes up there and tries to bring together the differences between the disparity between what is happening and what we're saying is happening. And it plays out in his speech, and it played out in living color in the speech that he gave yesterday, which was had so many amazing things in it. He started off that speech, and he tried to make it sound like, it almost like he was talking about the Berlin airlift.
Yeah.
You know, that's what he sounded like.
I know.
He wanted to have everybody come on board and do that. That wasn't planned. You know, I have never, ever in my lifetime had a president who could begin one of his speeches, and he starts with my fellow Americans.
Mm-hmm.
Even with President Biden, even with President Carter, when they said that, I had a sense of, okay, yes, I'm one of those Americans. But whenever it comes out of his mouth, when he starts off, my fellow Americans, I feel like I'm in the audience. I'm looking to the left and right and saying, is he talking about you? Is he talking about you? Because he's not talking about me.
Yeah.
And that's a strange feeling that I experienced that I've never experienced in my lifetime with any president that preceded Biden.
Yeah. Well, what did you think about 51 service dogs being left behind?
Well, you know, I read a couple articles, kind of read that, and I says, oh, goodness gracious. There's some folks that don't worry and don't get too concerned about some of the human beings we left, but they get very excited about animals. And of course, the mouthpiece is out of the Department of Defense and all that says, no, we didn't do that. But the truth is, we don't know. We think about 10% of Americans and our Americans, folks that are both dual citizens and Afghanis and Americans were left behind. And we don't know how many there are. And we don't know where they're at. We don't have a clue. So we sure as heck don't have a clue about whether we really left service dogs behind or not. I'm pretty certain that we did, and for what that's worth. But the very fact that we just can't be honest about the fact that that might have happened. I mean, we left all the billions of dollars of equipment behind, which is being used against us and against our allies, what's remaining of them in Afghanistan. To say that we didn't leave service animals behind, and as you know, some of these folks that work as service animals, I mean, that became their buddy. I've talked to many of them, and some of them come. I've talked to and interviewed them, and it's just another indicator of the cognitive dissonance and the fact that we have a scripted and shallow administration and president right now.
Boy, do we. You know, I got to ask you a question as a military man yourself there. Got to ask you a question. I am shocked at the way this thing came down. I'm not shocked that we got out of Afghanistan. I get that. But the way we did it was all wrong.
You know, Captain, that is the one thing. I've been to a couple forums, mainly with young veterans, many of them that have served both in Iraq and Afghanistan or one or the other, and the parallels right there. And there were civilians in there and Gold Star families and things like that. And they disagreed on some things about, you know, what to do next or how we should manage this. But the only thing that I have yet to hear anybody disagree with, and that is that we totally botched the departure from Afghanistan. I have not heard one person amongst the many. I mean, left, right, indifferent. I haven't heard anybody say, yes, we did it the right way. Notwithstanding the incredible commentary last night when Biden, in his speech, he made it sound like the 31st of August is handed to him by God because there's absolutely no choice but the 31st of August come hell or high water. And I'm incredulous that they did that. And the rationale that he stated, without any basis for it, that arrived at that to say, hey, we couldn't have started any sooner and we couldn't have extended any longer. It had to be the 31st of August. And that this was a conscious decision. I don't believe any of that.
Well, he lied. He lied about it, sir. He stood there and he lied and he said, I inherited on May the 1st and I had to this and I had to that. No, he couldn't. It had conditions attached to it.
Yeah, I don't think too many of the folks that have advised him could, under oath, honestly, without forked tongue, say, the president's right. That's exactly the way it worked. And this is what the advice that we gave him, which is why there's a part of, as a nation, we got cognitive dissonance. We can't put together all the pieces of all these State Department or his Department of Defense spokesmen, and of course many of them, the Chairman of Joint Chief of Staff and the Secretary of Defense and others. We can't reconcile what they have to say, and we certainly can't reconcile it with what is coming out of the president's mouth. And I'm sorry, that's sad. I'm sad as an American that we as a nation are suffering this cognitive dissonance, and we have the Chinese, the Russians, that are taking some joy in that, and we have our allies, notwithstanding what Biden repeatedly says, is that we're all together and we're going to go through this together. That is not played out in the words of our allies, either in NATO or, as you know, from what came out of Great Britain and the UK. It's mm-hmm. just, you can't reconcile it, and the president cannot do it. It's shallow and scripted, period, end of story.
Well, there was a story that came out yesterday, and we'll probably have to continue this in the next break. Or right after the break, because you're going to be coming back, and I appreciate you doing that. But I'm just going to throw this out there. We found out yesterday, folks, and this is a Reuters story, which was expounded upon by Denise Simon. She wrote about it, that the transcript of Biden's last phone call with President Ghani of Afghanistan it started in June. They knew what was coming way back then, and we were lied to right from the get-go by Joe Biden. Well, we had no idea. Well, we don't know. They knew. They knew way back in June. And here comes the music, and Colonel, you hold your thought, and folks will be right back with more with retired Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. And if you have any questions and you want to call in, Kathy's going to give you the phone number right now. So, Kathy, have at it.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The U.S. Pacific Fleet is reporting one person was rescued and five others were missing after a U.S. Navy helicopter crashed into the Pacific Ocean Tuesday afternoon. The MH-60S chopper crashed into the sea about 60 nautical miles from San Diego, California. It's unclear how many sailors were aboard the aircraft assigned to the USS Abraham Lincoln. California firefighters worked into the night to try to stop the growing Caldor fire from reaching the resort city of South Lake Tahoe. Evacuation orders were expanded to communities in Nevada. The weeks-old fire was 18% contained Wednesday, as it threatened almost 34,000 homes and other structures in the area. President Trump on One America News Tuesday grades President Biden's Afghan withdrawal.
This is the greatest humiliation in the history of our country, in my opinion. This is a psychological humiliation and a military humiliation.
USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Roger P. Shulman, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are, and that's our news director here at my flagship station, and that's Roger P. Shulman, a legendary newsman. And if you want to hear news, you listen to him and you'll get it. All right, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Two Guys Gun Show. Two Guys Gun and Knife Show is going to be this weekend over at the Largo Event Center, 6340 126th Avenue North in Largo, Florida. And I will be there from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Saturday. Now, their hours Saturday are 9 to 5, Sunday 9 to 3. I will be there Saturday only. So if you want to stop by and say howdy, howdy, we'd be happy to see you. Of course, new, used, antique guns, they can buy, they can sell, they can trade, ammo, accessories, parts, always free, and free parking, too. By the way, the free parking, not free to get in because you got to pay to get in, but you do get discounts if you're a veteran or active duty military, or if you are law enforcement, you get a discount to get in. Take advantage of that. That's Two Guys Gun Shows, available online, Two Guys Shows.com, twoguysshows.com to find out more. All right, back to retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. And good morning again, Colonel, and thanks for sticking around a little bit longer.
Good morning, Captain. Yeah, I'd say my pleasure, but given the topics we talk about, it's hard to take pleasure in any of it, but it needs to be talked about, and it needs we need to pursue truth.
We do. I know you want to take this in a direction right now, and we want to hear what you have to say. How do we get out of this mess? I mean, my God, what's next?
Yeah, exactly. Well, number one, we've got to start telling the truth. The administration and the president have got to come to grips with the idea that we as a nation, we the American people, we will not share in the cognitive dissonance that he is suffering from. The scripted and shallowness has got to disappear. We're on to it. We've been on to it. And now you need to realize that we're onto it. So just tell the truth. If there are things out there, we are more ready to accept the truth, even an admission of mistakes, as long as, because you can't figure out where to go and what's next unless we have an agreement on where we're at. And we're not. Clearly, Biden's continued repeat about this over-the-horizon capabilities is, we know it's nonsense. Military people know it's nonsense.
Sure.
You can't do that. We've lost that.
Yep.
Yeah, we have some special operating forces and will for the indefinite future operating in Afghanistan. They don't have the capability to take out that other 10% or plus or whatever it is. They don't.
Right.
The option that you and I talked about the last couple of weeks, which is funny, it was a week ago, and it seems like a long, long time ago, but even then, you know, we held on to hope. We thought, well, just maybe, but we knew that this wasn't being seriously considered by this administration, and it never has been, because it was all part of the post-Trump syndrome disorder that they suffer from. And that's the situation that they put them in. But we could have, if we started considering part of the planning, we had seriously thought about, hey, even more than the 6,000 troops that were right there might have been required to actually do the extraction and the leaving Afghanistan, which we all agreed needed to have happen in the right way, and it could have blocked. We didn't do that. So we're past that. We're not in a position now to where we could step up to start a new war. A week ago, I would have said, hey, Congress can declare war, because the Taliban sure as heck declared war on us, and we could have answered in kind and done that. I think we're past that. So now we've got to start coming to grips with, one, start telling the truth. We're not going to get engaged in a cognitive dissonance with you, President Biden, but we need to figure out, what do we do from here? What do we do to look at the big picture? Get out of the Afghanistan sandbox. What is the bigger picture? What is it about China, Russia, and the surrounding countries, Pakistan, which has been the great source of much of our heartaches and our problems over the last 20 years, Afghanistan, but we, left, right, Republicans, Democrats, have never come to grips with the Pakistanis' role in this, and we've never really come up with a strategy about how we can play other folks and other players right there, whether it be India, China, Russia, our NATO allies. And so notwithstanding the cognitive dissonance that Biden suffers from and saying that, yeah, we're all moving forward together, we have 100% agreement with our NATO allies, we know that to be false. And the reason for that is because we have never had a strategy, and I don't see any indication that we're coming up with a strategy about what to do ahead. We need to do that. And, of course, we do need to hold the current administration and those in it accountable. And we clearly do have some people that one should be resigning or should be removed.
Yeah.
That is without a doubt the truth. That needs to happen. But while we're doing that, we also need to figure out what is the strategy looking ahead, the long-term strategy, not the what we're going to put out there in the media, not what we're going to do today or tomorrow,
right,
what we're going to say in a speech. What are we going to do as a nation looking ahead to fight the real global threat of the war on terror beyond Afghanistan?
Let me ask
the centerpiece for it, but it's bigger than that.
Let me ask you a question. Should we be outfitting the Northern Alliance, they're calling it, up there in the that valley, the Pajan Valley, where the Taliban supposedly have dispatched several hundred of their fighters to go there? The only thing is there's only one way in and one way out.
I think clearly that has got a part of our strategic thinking beyond this. We can't invest all our energy and resources in just killing Taliban, but we certainly should invest some resources in killing them at the places where they are weak. And, yes, we should use some of these covert operations to kill some of the people responsible, but we can't suffer from the delusion of thinking that we're going to rid the Taliban or ISIS-K or anybody from Afghanistan now with the resources that we have available to us now. We've gone over that bridge. It's not there. We need to do that, but we need to think bigger picture. But, yeah, I agree. I think where we can find where they are weak, don't play them against their strengths. Play against their weaknesses, and where we do have strengths that we have, And then in the long run, we got a long run fight right here, but it's beyond Afghanistan. It's a much bigger picture.
All right. Let's take a call from Atlanta. Okay. Good morning, Atlanta. Who we got on the line here?
Good morning, Captain. My name's Eric.
There you go. How you doing, Eric?
I'm well, sir. How are you?
Good.
Since I left the Navy, I have a habit of asking people, whether or not they thought about the Navy and whether or not they thought about this. And, since all this has happened, I don't ask that anymore. I don't. Mm-hmm. I shy away from it because Biden will get them killed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
These military policies that we have now, we're not in the business of winning wars anymore. We're in the business of diversity. Okay. Yeah. The only diversity we need are left-handed shooters.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right. That's all we need, sir. God bless you. Have a good day.
Thank you very much, Eric. You take care. Well, you heard him, Colonel.
Well, Eric's right. And what he said reflects, I think, the sentiment of the country now. As scripted and shallow. We have lost sight of our fundamental missions of the military, which is to wage war and win war.
Right.
And that's what we need to do. And whatever the nature of that war is, I mean, that is true. The nature of warfare is changing, but we have to be prepared to fight the real general wars. And the Navy, that he mentioned, is a big part of that because you can't keep aircraft in the air continuously. You can't do that. The Navy, particularly with the China's aspirations, is going to be fundamental and key to this big picture strategy because they are platforms beyond our shores that will allow us to do much. And I'm not a Navy man, but I'm smart enough to know that that's very important, mm-hmm. and we need to make sure we've got a Navy that's able to do that because we can't keep our Air Force aircraft in the air continuously. We pulled off extracting 90% of the folks we need to extract from Afghanistan, but we got to do more beyond that strategically.
All right, well, Colonel, we're down to the tail end here. I want you to tell everybody what the name of your group is and how people can find out more about you.
Yeah, it's the Republican Liberty Caucus. I am chairman of the Manatee Republican Liberty Caucus, but we are a group that's well over 800 strong here in the state of Florida. Captain, you joined us this last Saturday. We had a great event, and we focus on making things right, not just in the nation, but in the state, but where it really counts, where the rubber meets the road, locally. So look up Republican Liberty Caucus and join one that is near to where you're at, either in the state of Florida or wherever you're at in the listening audience in the nation, and you will find some kindred souls that will help you to make right the ship of state.
Thank you very much, Colonel. We'll talk to you again next week.
All right, Captain. See you then.
All right, you got it. Retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. When we come back, the real estate quarterback himself, Brandon Rimes. We're going to ask him about the housing bubble that we heard about earlier. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Buy a shotgun. Buy a shotgun. Come on now.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnight. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Thank you very much. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Dominic's Vines and Decor down there in Sarasota, located at 4540 Clark Road in McIntosh. And that would be just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. Look for the great big 9-foot-tall Uncle Sam, red, white, and blue, with the American flag, too. And all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the USA. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer. Unlike the big box stores, Dominic's will offer installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. And you can stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. But better than that, how about calling her up? 941-922-2345, 941-922-2345, to set up an appointment for service. Now remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, located 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota, and the phone number to call again, 941-922-2345, 941-922-2345, and tell them the captain sent you. There you go. All righty, back to the real estate quarterback, and that would be Brandon Rimes. And good morning to you, Mr. Brandon.
Hey, good morning, Captain.
Got to ask you, pardon me, a question about home prices and housing. We've been hearing about a housing bubble for some time, and it looks like as if the housing bubble might be going away because home prices have risen at the fastest annual pace since 1987. And how long can he keep doing this?
Yeah, what I think a lot of times when we hear about these national numbers or these trends, it's more of a national, you know, overall trend, kind of where they're taking information and putting it all together. You know, the Case-Shiller report takes a look at the top 20 markets in the United States, and that's a good one to follow. But as far as we go here locally in South Florida, in Tampa Bay, where you and I are at, the market is solid. It's strong. It's less than 1 month of inventory, which is very frustrating for buyers. Buyers are having a hard time getting properties under contract. And they're competing for these national hedge funds as well, these big bodies of investors, essentially, that are pooling money together and buying homes and outbidding, in many cases, you know, single-family financed buyers, veterans or even first-time home buyers. So it's kind of frustrating when the families lose out to those national hedge funds. But I don't see a slowdown coming in our market, and, I don't really follow many other markets because that's just not where I do business.
Well, around the country, it's kind of hit or miss because of the pandemic and because of things being shut down and whatnot. I get it. I understand that. But then again, what we have to look at is the example when it comes to oil, which is the unfortunate guideline for everything, right? And we had the hurricane. And oil shot up. Now it dropped down a little bit, so it's back down 3 cents below where it was, and it was at a high again, $2.31 a gallon for the gasoline. That was just wholesale without the tax, I might add. Now it's down to $2.28. Diesel is back down to $2.13. It was up to $2.17, so it dropped 4 cents. But I think with what we're seeing and what we keep hearing about here, if oil can just get stable and stay there, and remember, when Donald Trump was around, you couldn't ask for a better energy market because everything was right. We were self-sufficient, didn't have to worry about anything. We were exporting oil, and now we're back to having to buy oil.
Yeah, exactly.
How does that help us?
Well, yeah, I mean, yesterday I had Thomas King on our show, Florida Fire Academy, and he was talking about how the government stepped in and said, no, you can't buy any more Russian ammunition, anything produced in China and Russia. And then, you know, of course, they let them have the pipeline, but they cut off our pipeline up in the north, the northwest there.
Where are
they? From Alaska.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, so that's, you know, to your point there. And then, you know, kind of housing, back to housing, it's challenging. You know, we just listed a rental property, and, man, the phone was blowing up for a nice rental property in Dunedin. A couple of my newer listings I just put on the market for sale. The properties are just getting multiple offers, high over list price. And that's a challenge because people are moving from the blue states to red. They're looking for that freedom aspect that we luckily have because we're under a great governor here in Florida, Governor Ron DeSantis. So we have freedom here, and they're escaping some of those lockdown cities and places where they go overboard with the mask mandates and things like that, like California, New York, and not to mention the taxes are just way overbearing.
Yeah, let's remember that on the 23rd, we're going to be with Governor DeSantis, who's going to give a 20-minute speech. Probably, once again, all the national news will be there watching him and trying to tear that apart. But he's going to be there where we're going to be, over here at the Grand Hyatt over there, let's see, just west of the airport, right?
Absolutely. Looking forward to that event. It's going to be such an awesome time. And I think the next governor of California is going to be there, too, Larry Elder. Is
that's
right?
That's quite possible. Yep, that's quite possible. He would be the next governor. That would be interesting. By the way, I'll get him to autograph the picture I took with him when he was here, and he and I got a picture together. I'll get him to autograph the picture.
Yeah, he's such a great guy, great speaker. Mm-hmm. I love listening to him, and it's just we got to take the country back one step at a time. I'm seeing all this stuff on Facebook and how, you know, the different messages, there's one that came across about a vaccine mandate saying once that gets passed, that's through, that's basically the last of our freedoms because big tech will all of a sudden jump in and create
well,
a passport through that.
Right. And we've run out of time, so what I got to do is your show is heard on my flagship station Monday through Friday, and your website is consumerqb.com. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. Consumerqb.com.
And give us a phone number real quick.
813-750-0550. Call or text 813-750-0550. Platinum MVP team at Keller Williams Realty.
All right, and that's the ConsumerQB.com radio show. Okay, thanks a lot, Brandon. I'll talk to you soon.
My pleasure, Captain. Thanks again.
All right, and that's Brandon Rimes. Now, let's not forget that one of the things that keeps people going is nothing runs like a deer. And when it comes to wanting to have the green thumb and plant things and whatnot, I was surprised when my neighbor came home one day and he had some shrubs he was going to plant and he had some fertilizer in the potting soil and all that stuff. And I said, where'd you get that? And he says, oh, I got it at Evergreen's equipment. Evergreen's equipment? He said, yeah, he got it over there. And he just bought a lawnmower from a few weeks prior, and, I mean, he's doing really good. But if you want to find out what it's all about, check out Everglades Equipment Group, because not only do they have reliable equipment and fair prices to go along with it, but they have extraordinary service. Now, you need a mower, push mower? Got it. You need a self-propelled push mower? Got it. You need a little riding tractor with maybe a 36 or 42-inch deck on it? Got it. How about a little bigger tractor with maybe a 60-inch? Got that, too. How about a backhoe? Yep, got all of that, too, because John Deere makes all that equipment. So stop by, check them out, Everglades Equipment Group. See what they have to offer. You might be surprised. Reliable equipment, fair prices, extraordinary service, and don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. So there you go. Now, again, this has been a busy night on the radio. And, wow, it's going to be that way for a while because of everything that's transpiring. Afghanistan's not going to go away anytime soon, I'll tell you that right now. It's going to get a little bit more interesting over there. I'm not going to use the word worse because I don't believe it's going to get worse, but it will get more interesting. And the situation will be such that we'll just have to wait, watch, like anybody else, and see what happens next, because our future belongs with those who seek it. I heard that last night on the radio, and I thought I would mention that to a show that I was listening to. But I'll be back tonight, and everything tonight is going to be even more interesting than it was the night before. And I can't see what I need to see here, so I'll let you know. The Captain's America Third Watch. Catch the podcast in a little while. Take care. God bless America.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.